talking to Fred Kaufman of Ashland, who is going to tell us about the formation of the Ashland Library. First of all, Fred, may I ask you what your age is?
August 22nd, I will be 83 years old.
83. Okay. Now, where was the location of the first library that you remember?
Sealy's store.
Now, that's right down here on Main Street.
Yeah, on Main Street, yeah.
That's where the senior citizens meet now, is that
right?
Do you know approximately how many books were there?
Not exactly, no. Probably 300 volumes, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about that, but I know it was small.
Now, was this a free lending library, or did they have to pay a daily fee for it?
I believe it's free.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember who the first librarian was, or the first one that you can remember anyway?
Well, it was Mrs. Seeley.
Mrs. Seeley. How about some other librarians that we've had?
Well, we've had the Advent minister. What was his name? He had this library. I can't remember what that man's name was. And then some of the later ones, Marion Norman, and Elijah Bartlett. Mm-hmm. And of course now it was
Glenn Craig. Do you remember would you have any idea what the first librarian's wages were?
As I remember, the first I remember was $50 a year.
Do you have any idea what sort of cataloging system was used in the beginning like that?
No, I don't know. All
right. When did they start to work on the present library?
On September 19th, 1960. Mm-hmm. And it was completed on September 19th, 1961. Okay.
And this was when the library was officially open.
That's right.
Did you have any government aid?
No. We didn't have any government aid. We had done many donations from town. I'll tell you how this first started. I was calling on Miss Nowlin, Carrie Nowlin, and her sister, and they asked me about getting a library building. And I didn't think too much about it at the time, but when Carrie Nowlin died, she left $500 towards a library building. And it stayed there in the town, and it wasn't anything done about it for a long while. And at the Rotary Club one night, the president said, why don't we go out to something that really amounts to something, you know, to raise money for. And I mentioned this library. So, immediately, I was on the committee to look into this, and we found that there was $500, and that was the beginning of the library. We had donations from many people in town, and last librarian, I don't know just how many volumes I got here, but from that start, from that beginning, when she left, the Rovers took over, and we started the Rovery auction in the fall to get money to go to the library.
Was this when they had the first Rotary auction here in town?
That's right.
And this was the purpose of
that's right.
That this was started. Were there any dignitaries that attended the groundbreaking ceremony here?
Yes. It was Governor Reed and McIntyre, was it?
Mm-hmm. McIntyre.
Yeah. Those two.
Now, to get back to the location of the first library that you can remember, and you said it was down here on Main Street at the Healy Building, I understand that they moved it several times.
Yes.
Can you remember some of the places that they moved the library to?
They moved it once up in the one of the rooms at the Advent Church.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they had that old building.
The old hotel.
That, quite, I can't think of that man's name. He really, get them started, you know. And the next move they made was in one of the rooms in the town office. It was crowded, it was very small, and that's when Marion Dorman was slammed right in.
How did they move the books and what other?
Crowd went down, sorry, he was very much interested. He was the first chairman of the first library committee. But what I started to say, we got within about $3,000 having money enough to build the building. And some of the board wanted to stop then, but some of us thought we'd better keep right on, but we never get finished. And first thing we knew, we had the building all up with $3,000 debt. So it was up to some of the members to go to the bank and hire the money. And then we took it up with the town manager, Colonel Crandall. He said, "I'll get that in the town report." And he said, "We can do it to the town." So we took it up in town meeting, told them what we'd done, the building, how much it was worth, and how much it had cost us. And they voted to take up the three notes, $1,000 a year for 3 years, which they did. And they had, of course, the town had to vote. And we were scared to death, we were not going to accept it. Quite a dark moment. And they accepted it. And some boys wanted to carry along $668. So we had to reactivate the old library committee and elect officers of president and secretary and treasurer, and voted to turn this money over to the library committee, and we disbanded it. So that was one of the first donations. And the old library account, Mrs. Beth Alcott and Kate Hilson were the only two people left in that old library committee. And Mrs. Hawkett called me down there. She said, if the water town is going to build a library building, I'll give you the savings account book and tell them, give me a note for them to turn that over. And that was $299. The IOF lads gave. George Sawyer, Mrs. Chapman, George Sawyer's aunt. Ladies Aid, IT Club, Advent Church. And there was a lot of small donations, you know. Pink Amanda, Warren and Warren, Eastern Pine, Great Northern Paper Company. They dug the hole for us, you know, the collection. And there was, I have a whole list, but they didn't read them all, of 25 and 10s and 50s, and that's the way the money came in.
Do you have any other information there that you might want to pass on?
You mean about the library?
Thank you.
and I remember that very well. The first train I ever saw was when they came down through the woods, was the, they had the caboose, I guess you call it, and red, I thought that was I had never seen an engine, I thought that was the engine. When the engine did appear down through the woods, that, boy, that was a great sight.
Well, now, was this a passenger train?
No, that was the passenger train didn't, no passenger trains down there until they built the spur to Fort Kent, which I think was 1902. Then we used to see the passenger trains every day. Of course, we used to see there was a lot of, the number would be taken from the mill by what they call the work train, spaces, stay by short time. They'd haul the loads up to Ashland, where they had some long side tracks, and load them on the side tracks, and the regular freight trains would take them on to Bangor. I know that the first train that came here, before they built that spur, all the trains had stopped at Ashland. They had a roundhouse to get the engines in, and one thing that's interesting was with all the turntable. The engine was coming from south, you know, driving on this big turntable, and then it turned around, pushed it back the other way.
Oh, that's now, on the first passenger train that you can remember, about how many cars were there?
It seems to me it was just the three cars, the first one that I remember, just the car for the express and the passenger train. Now, whether there was any four, it was the smallest thing, and that I don't know. That's when I was in the city.
Were there any dignitaries that
came
into Ashland on one of these
trains? Well, I don't know. I was too young to be interested in that part of it.
Could you relate any events that occurred on the day that the train arrived? Was it kind of a...
I probably wasn't there on the very first day. You know, that part of the continent, I was too young. I wondered if there was anybody in town that did remember that. I wouldn't know who it was. Not very many, much older than I am here.
No. Were there any local people that worked on the first trains here?
Yes. Let's see. First station that he's gone from here now is Johnny Clark. Of course, we were rather good here long while as a station agent. And the first old station agent I remember was Will Colton, the first station agent. And a fellow named Haynes had charge of the yard down here, weighing the car and shipping them up.
You remember your first train ride?
Yes, I did. I do. My first train ride was when they Fort Kent. That was on an excursion, a dollar to Fort Kent back.
A dollar? How old were you, do you remember?
I must have been 14 years old. I hadn't been riding the train, so...
I bet you were excited.
Oh, yes, I'll tell you.
Yeah. How long did it take you to go to Nashville before it came on the train?
Oh. That's a city. Several hours, I guess.
Quite a little trip there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you have anything else that you could tell us about the trains, or anything? Maybe
humor
stories or anything you
can
remember?
Yeah, well, can't seem to. I remember thinking I saw the first passenger train come into Ashland, and never supposed that I lived to see the last one. But I have.
Well, thank you very much, Fred.
Well, you're very welcome.